I was thinking Policeman Fred Nightbury. I'm the community centre here in Rufford at 8 o'clock. And, you know, there's no need to overdo about the importance that the hospital, the important role it plays in the community. And hopefully we'll have a good turnout. They asked the public before to turn out. They turned out in their thousands to the Merchant Rally. And we'll be looking for a good response again this time.
Who's going to be at this meeting? What public representatives are going to be there?
Well, we have invited the six TDs from the county, plus our two senators, Wayne O'Donnell and Jimmy Hart, as well as all elected councillors. And hopefully, you know, they'll be able to continue to pressurise the Minister for Health and ensure that the hospital carries on.
I spoke to Minister Denny McGinley a few weeks ago, about a week ago even, and he wasn't able to give any assurances about Lidford Community Hospital at the minute. What will this public meeting, what will you be looking to hear from Denny McGinley?
Well, hopefully the news that Denny would have for us would be that the hospital will continue to stay open. Now, Denny, along accompanied James O'Reilly on two hospital visits to Lidford, and at those two meetings, Barry, which we had with him, James O'Reilly nor Denny McGinley give any indication whatsoever that the hospital would be in any danger at all of closure.
If the hospital is threatened with closure again, what's the option? Are you going to go out to the streets again and protest?
Well, hopefully we won't have to take to the streets, Barry, but if the committee and the public feel it's necessary, then I would have no hesitation in doing that.